A bill that would have placed new requirements on people who rent out their homes on websites like Airbnb will not likely survive this legislative session. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman explains.
Companies like Airbnb and HomeAway are doing big business in Vermont. And lawmakers this year wanted to pass a bill that would have required hosts to follow health and fire codes and set up the first statewide registry in the country. The bill came very close to passing, but Chittenden County Senator Michael Sorotkin, who was a lead sponsor, says he doesn't think there will be time in the special session to push it past the finish line. Vermont's inn and hotel industry want the new rules because they say people who rent out their properties aren't bound by the same regulations that commercial businesses have to follow. Tim Piper is president of the Vermont Inn and Bed and Breakfast Association.
This isn't going to go away. It's just a question of how these things will be constructed. And the process is frustrating at times because you get close and you start to understand that this can really, you know, make a difference for everybody involved. And then it kind of shoots off to the side a little bit every once in a while.
Towards the end of the regular legislative session, there was disagreement over what the property owners would be required to post and how complaints would be recorded and followed up on. Piper says this is the second year the inn owners argued for new rules. And over that time, he says the number of people using online platforms to find a place to stay in Vermont has grown. One of the more controversial provisions of the bill would require property owners who rent out their homes and apartments to register with the state. The health department doesn't have enough staff to inspect every unit, but Piper says a registry would at least give state officials a better idea of where the short-term rentals are located.
If we register everybody, if there is a complaint, we would now have on record who those people are, where they're from, etc. So the purpose was just to say, look, let's standardize this, let's put it together so everybody understands who the players are, that there's a level playing field, and that there's some kind of regulatory process that will start to make it safer for these people who go and stay at these places.
Airbnb policy manager Andrew Kallick says the company could get behind what Vermont lawmakers were suggesting, even though there was pushback from some Airbnb hosts.
You know, we've got almost 4,000 hosts in Vermont. They are opinionated New Englanders, and so we are not going to dictate to our individual hosts what they should think about any particular piece of legislation, whether it's coming out of Montpelier or it's in their backyard.
The issue will most likely be taken up again in 2019. Senator Sorotkin said a statewide registry would have given the state another tool to make sure hosts were paying their taxes. And he said some estimates put the extra revenue that's not being paid at about $2 million a year. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.